Tremendous guest list here today. We turn to the hotline once again, and that's where the New York State Senator of the 3rd Senatorial District right here on Long Island awaits us. Her name is Alexis Wyke, and we welcome her, and we say, first off, a belated Happy New Year, and we thank you for a couple of minutes here.
Well, thank you. Happy New Year. How's everything by you? I hope everyone's healthy.
Yeah. All's good, Senator. All's good. Good to call you Senator. Huh? I mean, you know, we got into this last time as far as a Senator-elect moniker, but you're full-fledged right now, and you've been up to Albany. Give me a little bit of what you are sensing and everything else. How did it feel getting into that chamber for the first time? Give me a little bit of the feel in the state's capital right now.
Well, it's different. It's certainly not like it was. I went up for a visit last year, and certainly this year, because of the pandemic, we are on restricted. You know, the building's not open to the public, but we are able to go in. Only a few people in the chamber, and, you know, if you're going to debate a bill, if you're going to ask questions. So it's a little different. You know, most of the time we're hanging out in the leader's office watching and making sure that we're participating and we're active from where we are. So it's definitely a different feel. It's a little disappointing. I said it's kind of like going to Great Adventure and hanging out in the parking lot. So it's not quite as much fun, but it's certainly a great opportunity. And my office has been very, very busy. My district office, we are located on Main Street in Patchogue, and we're happy to be there. And so if anyone from the district is looking for us, that's where we can be found. Our phone number and our email is certainly available on our website. We've been getting lots of phone calls about the vaccination, about unemployment, and so we've been off to, we hit the ground running, and we've been off to a heated start. Lots of people looking for assistance. So I'm glad that we've been able to help. I'm excited. It's a great opportunity to be up in Albany.
No question. I like the comparison there. A great adventure. We definitely get a sense. Now, listen, we had Congressman Swazi on with us about 45 minutes ago, and, you know, we talked about the vaccine and everything else. Listen, you can blame all the federal government all you want. The thing that I object to here in the state is, when you actually have the supply at one point and you're only inoculating 41%, give or take, that's unacceptable to me. And I was very critical as far as the divvying out of the vaccine, Senator, regarding, you know, listen, I understand if you want to point fingers at hospitals and threats of fines and whatnot, that's okay, but can you give the medicine out, please? And that was the case in this state about 10 days ago, which is unacceptable. Give me your thoughts as far as where we are. Am I right in retrospect regarding that?
The rollout of the vaccine has been a disaster. It makes me really wonder what was going on all summer. The governor wanted the executive powers. He wanted to be the one and only guy in charge. And so, and in the past, he said, hey, if something goes wrong, blame me. Well, we're blaming him. Right now, and I hate to play the blame game. I'd rather be saying, look at what a success this is, and everyone's getting what they're looking for. But unfortunately, that's not where we are. We had a press conference, the Senate Republicans, along with some assembly members and some local legislators, even a town council member of Brookhaven. And we were trying to plead to the governor, please get your act together. Please put a plan in place. Unfortunately, there was no plan. It's a shame because there are lots and lots of people who are looking for the vaccination. It's their choice. It's what they're looking for. We've already rolled out 1A. We're into 1B. And still, people from the 1A category haven't even gotten any kind of an appointment. So one of the things we can say is make sure you're going to the website. Be persistent. Be patient. I've had people calling my office and then calling back to let us know that they never gave up on the phones, and after about an hour or so, they did get their appointment. They were able to secure an appointment time, and so just be patient and be persistent. It's been a disaster. I really wish that if you're going to take on the role of saying it's all on me and I'm going to be the one guy in charge, then you should have come up with a plan over the summertime. We knew about a vaccine being planned for months and months, and there's really no acceptable answer to not having a plan in place for all of New Yorkers. And unfortunately, that's what we're stuck with, is it looks like something that was thrown together in the last few minutes, and it's not working very well, that's for sure.
You look, Senator Wyke, you look at what's going on at Stony Brook, where you had 20,000 or so that was supposed to be taken care of today. You know, we looked at the link. It might have been compromised with some hacking and whatnot. I've had people close to me who were supposed to, who were scheduled to get vaccinated today. They were canceled. You know, there's 1A, 1B, teachers on the list, you know, with part of the category. They scheduled for April. Those who have a compromised condition, you know, I was getting it from all ends as far as, you know, kind of investigating and whatnot. And then we find out late yesterday that I guess Stony Brook is up and running, but not all of the 20,000. A little confusing here as far as, you know, who is and who can't as far as get the shot. It's incredible.
Yeah, it's definitely confusing. And I've been attending these phone calls that we've had to try to update us from the governor's office on a regular basis. And the phone calls are all the same. It's all of our offices calling in with complaints saying, we don't have answers for this. The website says this, but this is not what's happening. And so it's been very, very confusing. I can offer you this because as much as I'd love to sit here and point fingers and blame the governor for a really horrendous rollout of the vaccination, I'd rather give you information that's helpful. Visit the Am I Eligible website, or you can call, there's a phone number, and make sure that, hang on 1 second, I'll get you the phone number. It is
giving us the information, important stuff, a lot of people wondering. Go ahead.
It's 1-833-697-4829, and that's the state hotline. It is supposed to be available 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. So you should be able to at some point get your appointment. Make sure that you check in with your second dose. So that means that was one of the concerns I had, that they weren't addressing. Your second dose has to be at the same place you get your first shot. Excuse me. So just know that wherever you go for your first shot, that's where you're going to go for your second shot. If you're going to a state agency, then you know that when you leave your first appointment, you're going to leave with your second appointment. They're going to tell you when your second appointment is. Northwell's doing a little different. Apparently, they're reaching out after the fact. So it's going to vary from distribution site to distribution site. So just make sure, remember that there's different manufacturers, and so there's going to be a different time frame. It's 21 to 24 days with a 4-day flex in there. So make sure that when you do get your appointment and you go for your first shot, make sure you leave knowing how your second shot is going to happen and what the appointment procedure is, because that's going to be important. And for now, you know, just be patient, be persistent, and everyone will get their opportunity who wants to have a vaccine. They will have that opportunity. And again, you know, I'd love to offer tons of criticism, but at this point, I'd rather help my constituents get what they're looking for instead of pointing the finger and blaming the governor for a really horrendous, poorly thought out plan.
The criticism to me, I'll take care of that. But you're right in your approach. And by the way, great point regarding the second shot. Don't just roll down your sleeve, folks, if you're wearing sleeves. And, you know, find out, when is the availability of shot number two? You know, I mean, that's an excellent point you just made. And, of course, you know, we have high hopes regarding this other vaccine, this Johnson & Johnson deal. Well, you only need one shot. So you know, there is a lot of hope. We just kind of got to get through this craziness here. So, in essence, obviously, COVID prior one, let's get the vaccinations in place. What about your perspective? You know, you look at Albany right now, you look at the flip of the calendar, you look at the delegation where I think it's what, 4 new state assembly members, 3 new senators, 7 new faces out of 16 Republican representatives. If we do the math, that's a turnover rate of around 44%. The likes of a Ken LaValle, a John Flanagan. You know what? It's in the past. Great work, but now it's the future. What are you feeling right now? New faces, new discussions, hopefully. Is there a positive feel, Senator Wyke, regarding the delegation itself here?
Absolutely. There's 20 of us in the Republican Senate, and 7 of us are new. And we're energized, we're enthusiastic. Everyone is in there looking to do the right thing. We all happen to be on pretty much the same page, which is a great place to be. And there's just so much energy. It doesn't matter what's out there. we're looking to get things done and get things accomplished in 2021. And we have a plan in place, and we're moving ahead, and nothing is going to slow us down. We have our constituents at heart, and that's what we're going to be looking to do, restore things like public safety and make sure that everyone is healthy and that the topics of this year are going to be addressed. And wherever we land, we land. It's going to be difficult funding for ourselves in the minority. The Democrats have a supermajority, which makes it almost impossible to get anything done. But we're going to keep trying and forging ahead with new relationships with people in the majority to make sure that good business gets done in Albany. None of us are giving up hope. None of us are going to not work and forge those relationships to make sure that what needs to pass in Albany gets passed. We had a frustrating week. They did a lot to overturn or manipulate the election system. We're just going to have to keep forging ahead and trying to do things like get the Joseph P. Dwyer funding released so that we can take care of our veterans. That's on the agenda to make sure that people who are suffering from mental illness or mental health issues because of combat service, that they get the services they need. Right now, I'm frustrated personally with the governor. He keeps using this horrifying term, let's get needles in arms, when he refers to the vaccination. And as you just reported, we still have people who are overdosing. We have an opioid crisis that's been happening for decades. And the fact that he's using this horrifyingly insensitive term, let's get needles in arms, especially in a COVID year when we've been locked down for months, people were unable to get the help that they needed, and unfortunately, we've lost a lot of lives and a lot of loved ones. And I think perhaps if he wasn't working on such a horrifying slogan, he could have had time to put a plan in place for our vaccines. And here I go criticizing the governor anyway, and I apologize for that. But you know, we have things to do, we have important business to do, and I'd rather do this in a positive way. Enough with the negative. I really, really want to move forward in a positive way and help my constituents.
Sometimes it can't be helped. But, you know, you look at from the economic standpoint, dollars and cents. We look at the deficit. Maybe it's not as bad as we thought, but still $8 billion is a pretty big number to try and climb. And you were one of the biggest fighters, Senator Wyke, regarding the bail reform stuff. You know, and again, we know majority rules, but with the turnover as it occurred, maybe voices will be heard. So there is some hope here as far as just having a discussion and maybe a negotiation as far as, you know, some of these very big topics are concerned heading into 2021, you know?
Well, if you listen to the State of the State that the governor put out, he was emphasizing that security was an issue, that community safety and putting public safety as a priority, he mentioned it. So I don't know if he has rethought some of the things that they were thinking for 2020, but he was certainly saying that public safety is an issue and that we need to make our community safer. So I'm glad he has seen the light, and perhaps we can see new changes for 2021. I'm still going to be hopeful, and we'll see what we can accomplish.
You know, it's not all about having a very clean Penn Station and a Moynihan train hall. There are other things at hand here, so maybe, just maybe, some common sense is going to be put into play here, and we await. But we can't thank you enough for a couple of minutes here on this holiday Monday. We wish you the best of luck. We will follow your path and hopefully continue the conversations right here on LI News Radio. Thanks so much again, Senator Wyke.
It's my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me. Have a great day. Thank you.